Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lunchtime Wisdom on the With Insights Radio Network with your host, Iggy Garcia, Mark Matini. Sit back and relax, grab a sandwich, listen to some of the coolest hosts on the internet. Food for your soul, food for your heart. Now, on to the show.
Welcome to Welcome to Lunchtime Wisdom Cafe with E. Garcia and Mark Matini. And we are your hosts for the next whatever we decided it's going to be, hour, 2 hours, 90, half hour maybe, I don't know, whatever we decide, however spirit leads us. So I want to welcome Mark to the show. How's it going, Mark?
Good, how's it going?
Good. I know we've been kind of on a little break here and reshuffling and realigning things, so it's good to be back on the air and sharing our thoughts and our emotions and our feelings.
Yeah, it's good to have a little break sometimes, kind of reevaluate things and look at what we're doing and what's going on, give people a break from us.
Yeah. So we want to thank our listeners for tuning in whenever you can, or downloading our shows and listening to the archives. I know we have a whole bunch of archives there since 1976, since... <Just last time. laughs> No, but we do have 8 years of shows there that you can listen to at any given time. You don't have to wait to tune in live. So yeah, they're pretty good shows. They're very informative, very, very in-depth about what, you know, the people do in their messages and their shows. And we're going to have a lot of listeners coming up, a lot of guests in the future here coming up. I have some things lined up, and I'm pretty excited about that. I also have been asked to do my show more regularly on Sprecher. It's a little half hour that they want me to do, so I'm pretty excited about that. It's called The Naked Shaman. It's part of the With Insights Network thing, so pretty exciting.
Awesome.
I am awesome. The Naked Shaman. So what's going on out there in outer space, Mark? I always like to know what goes on in your world. I know you do some really great astrology work, and I like to listen and learn from you. So tell us what's going on, because I can see the clouds are starting to move in a little bit.
Yeah, we're at the kind of beginning stage of moving into a lot of Earth sign energy. Capricorn, Virgo, and Taurus are the Earth signs. So those people, if you're sun sign, or if you know the rest of your chart, if your nodes or Jupiter or anything like that are in one of the three Earth signs there, you can expect lots of opportunities over the next year and a half as various some of the bigger planets will be going through the Earth signs. And for those of us, the hippie generation, the people born in the 1960s, we will have some lots of energy, lots of creative energy, lots of energy to build at our disposal over the next year and a half. So right now we're kind of having a heavy Virgo energy feel happening right now. The feel of that energy is helping and fixing and correcting, analyzing. Those are all Virgo traits. So what we see sometimes is initially when planets move into the Virgo energy, first we have some panic or crisis situations, where we crisis is a Virgo phenomenon. So things come up that aren't working smoothly that require our attention. And so once we get into the vibe of that energy, into the flow of it, we can kind of get to where we can quickly move along and correct and fix things. The Virgo also rules the central nervous system in the body, or I should say Mercury, which is the ruler of Virgo, rules the central nervous system. So sometimes we can get a little bit excitable, a little bit panicky, feel the stress levels going up a little bit, maybe the mind churning more mm-hmm. than it normally does. So I guess I just want to point out that, you know, sometimes we need that little boost in energy and, you know, to not freak out. Things are changing and shifting. If you're watching mm-hmm. the financial world at all, you can see that.
What's up?
We're not looking into the future at the tipping point. We are standing on the tipping point, looking down at this point. So there's obviously the. You know, one great thing is that, you know, there is more connectedness between people of different cultures, different countries, mm-hmm. different languages. And so that's a good thing. One maybe difficult thing of all of our interconnectedness through the world, though, is that when, you know, if you imagine if you have a bunch of people out on rafts out on the water and the rafts are all tied together. If one raft starts to sink, that may produce a tug on the other rafts that are attached to it.
Great.
So that's kind of what we're seeing with the financial system here. Asia is the Asian financial system is remember Leonardo DiCaprio's character, Jack was his name in Titanic,
yep.
the last scene there.
Which one? He's on the piano.
so we
she was selfish. She could have saved him.
Right. but Jack, in my poorly thought up analogy here, China is
here we go.
China is Jack in the last scene of Titanic.
So you're saying we're jacked.
China is jacked right now. We are
about to get jacked up.
Yeah. Right. So once,
your analogy was good, actually.
Once one tumbles, there is discordance with the other life rafts that are attached to the life raft that is sinking. So
Wait a second. Jack sunk. Remember that. She stayed afloat on that floating piano. Or whatever
yes.
that was.
Yes, she
so
did.
She just watched him go, Jack, don't die. I gotta die. So, you know, he froze. Maybe China's just gonna sink into the ocean. I don't know. And we'll be okay. But I totally get what you're saying. I'm just having a little humor too.
Yeah. 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 We got to make light of it. What else are you gonna do?
Yeah. We're saying.
Yeah. So my psychic vision tells me there are more gray hairs on Wall Street than there was last week at this time.
The next time you say psychic vision, I'm gonna play this flute, okay?
Psychic vision.
Stop it, Mark. Okay. No, but tell me about your psychic vision. No, honestly, tell me about your psychic vision. I'm really curious because you seem to have insight like we all do, but some of us are just a little more connected. And I'm just curious what you're seeing and what you're feeling about the situation, because the situation affects the world, not just the United States. It affects everybody.
Right. I'll preface it with there's always fears, rumors of big financial crashes and stuff like that. That's pretty typical. I think we're seeing a little more 3D world playing out of this one, where there's I would say there's going to be some bumps and some big waves with okay. this one. Because if you follow up very much, we've been artificially propping up the dollar and, you know, some other things, artificially keeping the interest rates down. And there's a pretty big housing bubble that has built up, similar to a few years ago and stuff. So those of you that are growing your own food and you know, doing things to be more self-sustainable, I say kudos to you. I think those things will be very handy. Not to say that the dollar is going to completely crumble or anything like that, but it's I'd say it's looking fairly auspicious at the moment. It's always good. A lot of people pay with everything, with their debit cards and stuff like that, with plastic.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it's not a horrible idea to have a few dollars in cash on hand.
Mm-hmm.
Just maybe some extra, you know, extra supplies, extra water and stuff. You don't need to go build a shelter to live in and run away from society. You don't need to do any of that.
Why not?
It's just... There's just times where it's good to have.
Maybe it's just, we're just over exaggerating, you think? I'm going to ask you tough questions today, Mark.
Well, I mean, I would say there's lots of there's lots of ominous signs right now out there. I mean, people are always predicting that the dollar is going to crash and everything like that, but there's definitely this time is more than rumor. There's definitely something going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's just, you know, Greece just came out of their, they had this big financial issue a few months ago, and that's not really been resolved. They just kind of let it lay where it was. I don't think they really made a decision on if they were going to continue to bail them out or what they were going to do with their financial system. But again,
yeah,
it ties into the Virgo energy of anything that needs fixing is going to make itself apparent with all this Virgo energy. And so there's going to be, you know, some crisis mentality and some panic and things like that. But, you know, remember too, something that I keep in mind is throughout any time in history, whenever there is, you know, a financial crisis or political crisis or whatnot, you know, millions of people survived. Millions of people
yeah.
made it through just fine. And so, we don't need to buy guns and go build a bomb shelter and hide, you know, from society or whatnot. But it's going to be a little bit bumpy probably through late September. I'd say the next month's going to be pretty bumpy. So this is just the, you know, the universe identifying situations that need attention and that need fixed.
Okay.
So it's just, these things are just being brought
to our attention. There's going to be people who are going to freak out regardless.
Oh, right, right. And there's people that, you know, freak out at, you know, at everything, too. So,
yeah.
Just, you know, it's never ever a bad idea to have, whatever, a few extra supplies or, you know, a little bit of cash on hand or whatnot. I mean, that's never a bad idea just because, mm-hmm. you know, you just don't know even when, you know, when there's going to be a tornado or a hurricane or a earthquake or, you know, any kind of thing like that. So that's never a bad idea in general. We don't need to go crazy. And, you know, there's always the world is ending, the sky is falling kind of stuff. And I used to get really attached to that 20 years ago. But now it's like, you know what, I'm pretty confident the world's going to be here tomorrow. And it'll probably be here the week after that. So,
I hope you're right, man.
We don't need to run screaming through the streets or anything. But I just realized we're seeing crises come up where things are not on solid ground. And so that Virgo energy is a mirror to show the things that are not on solid footing. So that's kind of where we stand right now. And two, you know, just I kind of on the spiritual level, the Saturn and Scorpio transit, which pretty much no one has enjoyed. We're in the last part of that. Saturn is at least moving forward. But it's at the last couple degrees of Scorpio, so you may be seeing things, maybe things that were happening last December, and last part of November of last year. You may see any areas where there are some issues to be dealt with in that area are maybe coming back up again. So yeah, there's a lot of clearing going on. There's a lot of change happening. Situations that need fixed are being pointed out to us. And so, but with this Virgo energy, we have the ability, and you know, the winds of change are at our back, where we can use this energy for good. Just like any energy, even the what can look like the worst astrological transit is an opportunity, and it's energy, you know, wind at our back that we can use to propel change in areas that need changed.
Right.
So it's like everything else, you know, it comes down to everything is a simple choice, you know, it's fear or love.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to resort into fear and panic, or are we going to reach out with love? And that's pretty much what every decision is.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, like I said, some people do panic, but, you know, that's just normal. Then there's another group that just kind of goes on like nothing's going on. And, you know, I think when you feed into the beast, sometimes, the beast gets fed, you know, when we say the words that we say depression, per se, then we create depression, not necessarily in the world, but create depression in our own systems, in our own bodies, in our own minds. And then all of a sudden, we're depressed, and the world's happy and doing their thing. You know, the birds are still chirping, eating their seeds, and drinking their water, and, you know, bears pooping in the woods, whatever. But, you know, but yeah, and the human mind is so powerful that we can actually, you know, cripple ourselves if we're not careful. But we also have the ability to come out of that as much. So, yeah. Virgo sounds like she's pretty vicious, though.
It's something that... So here's... I'm gonna try to break down astrology in a little different level here.
Just like
all financial systems, using that as an example, just how financial systems now are connected worldwide. There's also a planetary energies are connected. So, just for example. So like right now, Jupiter is at like, I think it's at like 2 degrees of Virgo, something like that. So when something is at 2 degrees Virgo, not only is 2 degrees Virgo affected, but other planets or signs that are at a certain frequency with that are also connected. So not with Jupiter being at the 2 Virgo, not only is 2 degrees Virgo affected, but the other mutable signs, Virgo is a mutable sign, as is Gemini, Sagittarius, and Pisces. So when something is hitting 2 degrees Virgo, it is also energizing or charging up 2 degrees Sagittarius and 2 degrees Pisces and 2 degrees Gemini. So and those are called aspects. That's kind of some of the nerdy math stuff involved with astrology, but those people born in the early degrees of the signs of Pisces, Sagittarius, and Gemini are also feeling this Jupiter entering Virgo at a higher degree. So the mutable signs, those four, are really feeling the surge right now. They're really feeling a big bump up in energy, and those planets are all square. Those signs are all square to each other. So a square is an aspect that has a lot of energy to it. Mm-hmm. So it gives us energy and requires some change to happen. So those four signs right now are really feeling a bump up in energy and feeling the need to move about and do something. So, you know, if you're just the cliff notes, if you're born around like November 27th or February 22nd or like May 24th or August 25th, which today is. So if you're born around any of those days, and there would be some other people too that have, you know, other planets in those signs, but if your birthday is around one of those days, you're probably feeling a big bump up in the need to get moving and fix things. And so again, we don't need to act out of crisis. People rarely make good decisions when they're under crisis or or panicky or whatnot. So, but just know that you have the energy to move forward and fix things that need fixed. Things that need fixed may show up very prominently right now. So. Mm-hmm. And the people born in the 1960s are going to be feeling this very hard at some point in the next year and a half, depending on what part of the 60s you were born. So people born in the early 60s or even the very late 50s will be feeling this energy additionally right now as well. So we have lots of things to fix. And you know, we have the wind at our sails to be able to. I'm just going to make boat analogies all day long. we have the ability now to make some of these changes that are needed.
Good. Hey, you know, there's a question I wanted to ask you. You've talked about this before. In the past, you said that the planets don't actually make you do things. I understand that, but like the moon, when it's shifted into, like, it's kind of like, high tide and low tide, you know how it affects the waters and the earth. So the moon and the planets don't necessarily make you do things, but they do affect your psyche. They do affect your physicality, your body, don't they? They do kind of put you in a certain type of rhythm, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, we were originally supposed to be we're basically very lunar-based people. I mean, we you know, our bodies are 98% water, so you know, we're going to be affected by the tides and the moon rules the sign of Cancer and rules of motion. So Yeah, I mean, you can talk to people that work for the police department or hospitals and stuff, and like near the full moons and stuff, you know, they see a bump up in activity because, you know, that the full moons, when this water is more heavily activated, you know, draws things to the surface. The moon is probably the fastest moving planet or luminary that we follow. So the moon changes signs like every 2.5 days. So most people, the more lunar attuned you are, you'll probably feel these shifts about every 2.5 days.
Okay.
So it kind of, depending on the aspects that where the moon is, its sign and degree, how it's hitting in your chart, you're going to feel nudges and bumps in certain areas. And so right, I mean, the planets don't cause anything.
Right.
It's just a mirror for us. So it reflects, and that's why astrology works, because you can tell, I can tell the most likely time that an issue or a feeling or something is going to come up with someone, depending on where, you know, the moon and the planets are. There's a hardwiring into the matrix of, you know, you feel a poke in that area or a pull in that area, wherever mm-hmm. the moon is and what it's hitting in your chart. And so every 2.5 days, there's an emotional shift. And mm-hmm. so like this morning, like it was right after midnight last night, the moon went into the sign of Capricorn. So that tends to be more dry and stable, very practical oriented and everything. But in about 2.5 days, then the moon's going to go into Aquarius. So people will be probably very more even keeled emotionally for the next, you know, 2.5 days. Then after that, Aquarius has more excitement and mm-hmm. Instability attached to it. So then things will get like kind of a bump up emotionally in 2.5 days from now. So that's kind of how it works. So the planets aren't scolding us or
right.
It's the most opportune time to look into that mirror.
Yeah, that's important to clarify that, because I know people sometimes get confused, you know. You know, but I understand the energetics and how things align and stuff. So, but I'm glad we talked about that, because that's important to, you know, reiterate and teach and show people what that, you know, because we are lunar-based people, like you said. And, yeah, super important. So, Mark, let's take a little quick break, and then we'll be right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
Get it together, Iggy. Mark!
So we are back here on Lunchtime Wisdom. Iggy Garcia, and myself, Mark Matheny, for that's my name at the moment anyways. So we were just kind of talking about the current energy out there and some of the planetary stuff that is happening, and we're seeing lots of shifts and changes, and it's very, very sparkling and exciting out there right now. So everything is a cycle. Everything is a cycle, and there are challenging cycles, and there are good cycles, and every cycle starts and every cycle ends. So just kind of, I think the lunar attachment we have, it just kind of teaches us to, you know, there are certain times that are better to do things than others, and every moment has an energy and a feel to it. So I guess that was that's kind of the message. Every cycle will end, and it's the more you can be like in the moment and make the best of that time, then you have the wind at your back at that time, or something like that. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I said if you're pausing from time to time, because I'm sending you pictures of ET and his Reiki finger.
Yes, you can never get enough ET photos on the internet.
The original farmer finger, right?
That's right, the original farmer finger.
Oh, jeez. My mic was out for a sec there, so I just...
So,
I want to thank our listeners who are... I want to say hi. I do want to say hi to Don, or Dan. He goes by Don Lee on Facebook. And to Goldie, I know you're listening to our show. And Goldie, I hope you're doing well. So I wanted to say hi to both of you. And to all those who are listening, and those who you will listen. And Mark and I are just having a little fun here, chatting and hanging out. So where would you like to take this miracle round now, Mark?
Yeah, this is what I want to say. Best wishes to Goldie as well. She was a little under the weather there. Hope she's feeling better.
Yeah.
So we, I guess we've been looking at kind of some changing and restructuring the shows a little bit, looking for new guests and new content and things, and so we're feeling the change too.
Mm-hmm.
Always looking to bring new guests and new information and new hosts and new all kinds of things. So we have many. Even if we're quiet at times, we have the brains never stop. We always have new things in the world coming up. And now you, congratulations on winning your first soccer game last night.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. The boys played well. They executed my game plan almost to perfection.
Nice. That Virgo energy is good for that.
Yeah. We have another game tonight.
You have a game
Thursday. Yeah, so it's boom, boom, boom.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you sent me. I'm going to have to print out that schedule you sent me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah we'll definitely come check out a few of your games here this season. So Iggy is a very successful local middle school soccer coach and has several championships under his belt. So we have a wide variety of expertise and skills that we indulge in.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Besides being a radio host, soccer coach. Soon to be grandpa.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, multiple times.
Oh my God! All in within months of each other.
So, yeah, that's
my daughter is. She just told me that. Let's see. Next June, I believe Jake is going to be deployed for 10 months. He'll be on deployment. So, Jake, by the time he comes back to see his daughter, he'll see her for like 5 months, but the next time he comes back, she'll almost be two, you know? Well, not two, but, you know. Yeah, I guess that would be two. She would be almost two. So, it's kind of crazy how that is. So, Markel's deciding she's going to stay here with us temporarily until he comes back off deployment, or I'm going to go move to Virginia temporarily to help her out, just kind of be there, you know, because it's tough, you know, when you're by yourself, a single parent and stuff. So we haven't really decided yet, but we're all things are in the talk right now.
Right.
So I may be doing drum circles in Virginia. All right, sailor, get your drums. Boom, 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 boom. Life is funny.
Yes. Yeah, you never know where it's going to take you. Yeah. So, yeah, I've got lots of peeps in Virginia, so I'll have to, if you end up staying out there for a while, I'll have to hook you up with, maybe not the best phrase there, I'll have to guide you around to some of my peeps in the Virginia area. In fact, my dad was in the Navy.
Nice.
In fact, I believe my sister was actually born in Portsmouth, Virginia, which I think is probably near the Navy base.
Okay.
I would think, because my sister, I believe, was born when my dad was still in the Navy, and we were traveling around a little bit, so. Well, okay. I wasn't born yet. But.
Yeah. You're the love child.
Yes, I was the oops. I was the, I'm a little bit younger than my brother and sister, so.
And that's why all the girls levitate around you and say, don't I know you from someplace? You look so familiar to me. Blah, blah, blah. I was cracking my butt off, dude. I was like, I've never seen it. You get hit on so hard by these young chicks. You trap young girls, man. You got that alien DNA you got there.
The one I have is fine. I do not need any additional.
She's listening. I don't mean anything bad about it. It's just an observation. No. Mark's being a good boy.
I'm. Always be, well, I can't say I'm always behaved. I'm behaved in that sense. So, yeah, so awkwardly changing the topic.
Change it, yeah. Mark, change it quickly. I can take it down your rabbit hole real quick.
So, if you do need to go out of town for a little while, we will... pick up the slack in the drum circle area and whatnot.
I've got good friends here. I got good friends, and I've got a good team of friends. And you guys are awesome. So it's good to have support, like the support we have for each other.
Yeah, it is. It's good that we have a great little core group here, so we can. It's good to have somebody to pick up the slack or to. Run things when you need a little break or whatnot. So we'll take care of those. And
I don't know if Don is out there. If you can call in, Donna, I'd like to see what's going on with you and how things are. Share some of your thoughts. I always find Dan's view on things pretty cool. So if you're listening, the call in number is
646-595-3440.
That's for everybody. Everybody can call in. But sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Oh, no. Yeah, so we'll be drumming at Ash Cave the end of September.
Yep.
That's always a good event to look forward to.
Yes, yes. And then I wanted to share about our peace walk we had over the weekend. I thought it was pretty cool and pretty exciting for those of you who could join us. We decided that, you know, every year around this time of the year, we were going to make signs and say hope, honk for love, peace for the world, you know, free hugs. And it was a nice walk. We actually spent like a good 3 hours just walking up and down High Street. Adriana was just loving it. She was just she was kind of our front leader there. She was blowing kisses, and she's just, you know, with her long legs, she just gets ahead of everybody. And so many times it's like, Adriana, slow down. Us short legged people can't keep up. It was fun. Mary was with her sign, peace, hope, and love. And that's your favorite word, Mark, hope. And but it was good. It was good to see, you know, a little core group of friends get together and share that moment. You've been on the hikes. You've been on the walk with us before.
Yeah. I went last year. Yeah. Very cool stuff. And we get lots of support from the people driving by and walking around. And so it's a very cool thing.
Yep. So I just want to give thanks to everybody who was able to join us this year. And we do it every year, so. You have to join us next year.
Yeah. So we have, we have several events scattered throughout the year. So not only do we have what's right now biweekly drumming at Garcia's, but we have lots of three or four excursions to Ash Cave, Old Man's Cave area down there in the Hocking Hills, which is very beautiful, and the Gathering of 1,000 Drummers and the March of the Peacemakers. Lots of stuff. We try to have some kind of, and you've started all these events. we all just kind of jumped on, just like with the radio network. You had the initiative to start all this, and we've just kind of the rest of us have just kind of jumped on at the end. So thank you for starting all this stuff.
But that's how it works, right? Someone's got to begin it and start it. Some things that I've done didn't pan out. Some things have worked, and some things keep moving on. So it's an honor to be able to be the initiator on some things. But I'm also glad that I have friends who are able to come along and keep it going. You know, I could die tomorrow and would hope this continues, this vision, this dream that I've had to, you know, share, you know, these different aspects of myself and different aspects of my medicine with you, through you, all of us together. Like you said, we have Ash Cave. That's in the fall. That's September 27th. And then October 11th, we have Indigenous People Celebration at Tuttle Park. And then I think we finish up the year in November with the Cedar Falls Shaman Hike. So, and then we start up again. We start doing new things, same things. Gatherings, drummings, and we have fun.
Yeah, that's, and you know, that's one of the it gets very easy to forget about having fun, and you know, that's one of the reasons we're here on the planet. I think it gets easy to get bogged down into the minutia of everyday life with paying bills and taking care of the household and things. So it's important to make time to, you know, go out and have fun and hang out with friends and family and things like that. So it's good to keep all those things in mind. There's there's more to life than just stressing out about bills.
Yep. You know, bills will come and go regardless. But the time you spend with the people that you love and care about is super important, because you really just don't know, you know, if they're going to be around. You don't know if, you know, your best friend or your mom and dad, your brothers and sisters. I mean, there's some relationships that just you can't necessarily fix in the sense of, you know, hey, I'm going to fix it. But you can still kind of, you know, ask for that forgiveness and ask for that moving on with people. And super important. I think it's super important to understand that, because we truly only have this moment in time to actually spend it and share it. Like, this moment right now is the only thing we really have. There are thoughts that run through our head about things about yesterday and what's going to happen tomorrow. But regardless, yesterday has moved on. Yesterday is just a memory. And yesterday is something that we learn from and try to understand and try to, you know, use it for the present moment, how we can improve and do better, or give our thanks kudos, you know, give ourselves kudos and say, hey, I did well yesterday. That was good. Like our game yesterday, we won 4-0 against Wellington. But that was yesterday. You know, that's an event. That's a historical event that happened. Now it's, we need to move forward into it, to today's game, for example. And maybe the execution, the plan that I have today, it may not function against the team we're playing. But, you know, we adjust. And that's how life is. You have to constantly adjust, constantly moving, and, you know, being flexible and bending and bending, but not necessarily breaking. And then if you do break, that break was probably necessary at that moment for some growth and for some healthy, you know, sprouting of ideas, sprouting of understanding. And so actually maybe your body's telling you or your mind's telling you you need to slow down or you need to speed up. Regardless, you know, it's for me, it's amazing. Life is amazing at all the different levels that I've been able to experience it, from a little boy to a teenager to, you know, a young adult to an older, you know, adult. Now I'm in my 40s, pushing towards my 50s. And life, I see it very different. You know, life is very, there's a lot of excitement right now in my life. There's a lot of movement in my life that I couldn't see it when I was in a different stage of my life. And, of course, at 50, when I turn 50 at some point, I'm going to probably think the same thing, you know. I won't know what's ahead, but the feelings of understanding where I'm at today are powerful for me, super powerful.
Just a few years ago that, like, everything just moved so slow and it took, like, forever for things to happen and for things to come about. Now it's just like, it just seems like everything moves so quickly right now, and I don't know if it's just all the crazy planetary energy, or probably a mix with getting older. You know, as you get older, you kind of see where you have, like, you know, you have less time to plan for the future, so to speak. You don't have there's less future to plan for, I guess, the older you get. Wow. You've used up more of your life. So then, you know, you find that, like, a lot of, like, useless things and stuff kind of drop off and kind of fall to the side, and, you know, you hopefully get a better grasp of what's important and what isn't important, and your perspective changes on things.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're not promised tomorrow or next week or anything. So you do really have to take advantage of the opportunities as you come. And I think, you know, that's one part of perspective. You know, I definitely didn't have when I was younger. You always think you have, like, well, I've still got time to do that. I've got more time to do that. But it's like, you don't know. You don't know if you have more time to do that. So it's best to do things while you can, when you have the opportunity, because you're not sure you don't know what twists and turns are going to be coming down the road.
Yeah, I mean, you don't. I mean, you really don't. You just one moment you think you're going to be doing something one way, and then all of a sudden, you know, you have to be able to, you know, adjust. But I see so many people going, I was supposed to be like this. It has to be like this, you know. I don't know why I can't just have my way. It's not about having your way. It's not about having things work out for you. It's about being able to go down that river, and all of a sudden you hit the rapids, and, you know, two things can happen. You either adjust to the movement of the water and keep floating on it, or you tip over, and then once you tip over and you fall in the water, you got to think about a whole myriad of things. Is the canoe going to hit me in the head? Am I going to lose my paddle? You know, I lost myself. So there's a lot of things that happens when you fall into a situation. And the thing is to learn how to move once you're in that situation and be constantly, you know, adapting very quickly and very fast. Humans are very good at that. We adapt very quickly and very fast. Do we always get it right? No, not necessarily. But, you know, I do know that as a human species, we evolve very quickly and we move quickly. Evolution can happen in a matter of seconds, you know, for survival. When we have to survive, we do a lot of crazy stuff. We say a lot of crazy things sometimes. Human nature is very powerful. The human spirit, you know, when our animal and our monkey mind, everything kicks in at the same time and we're rolling and moving, I tell you, we become very powerful. And those are the moments when people realize how powerful they are. I don't think people give themselves credit enough to realize how powerful we truly are. The I am factor, you know, is a very powerful statement. There's a lot of people who don't believe that they're like God or they're anything near like God. But you know what? You have to be part of God. And so there's a part of you that is God. You know, you're part of the creation. And God is a relative word. It's a huge word because it encompasses beliefs, ideals, ideologies, and all kinds of different things. So my God, your God, or how you view God is very different. But either way, there is a creation. There is something bigger and much more powerful than all of us that has some kind of hand in what happens in the universe. I'm not here to talk about religion and talk about, you know, what's right or wrong. But I do know that there is an energy. There is a source that we all connect to. And there's just, we just can't discount that. Even atheists, you know, understand that there's something out there. But they won't necessarily say it. To believe not to believe in something is a belief in itself. And that's even bigger belief because you have to hold on to the belief that there is nothing but your life that you have now.
Right. Right. I totally agree. Perspective, I think, is very important. You know, because events and things are very different depending on where you're standing or viewing them from and where you've come from in the past and, you know, depending on what angle you are when looking at or perceiving an event or dealing with a situation. Yeah, there's a lot of, everything is relative.
Yeah, it is. Even in religion, things are relative, and perspectives are skewed. I mean, people, like, religions can't even agree amongst each other about things. So
right,
yeah, you know that's the biggest thing. You know, everything's open up for interpretation. If you want to be a literalist, someone who's very literal about what's written, you know, that has its ups and downs too.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, people need different people need a different amount of, you know, some people enjoy or resonate with, you know, organized religions, and some people just resonate more with, like, a loose spirituality as opposed to, like, literal interpretation or something. And not to say either is wrong. I mean, sometimes literal interpretation is good as well on things. But it kind of depends on your what roads and what paths you've been on in the past. And it shifts from person to person. I mean, what I wanted or needed out of whatever religion or spirituality or whatever you want to call it, I mean, it's very different from, you know, 2 years ago, and, you know, way different from 10 years ago and completely different from 20 years ago. So, you know, as you move along and pick up these different experiences and you see how relative things are depending on how different circumstances are depending on where you're standing at that time. And, you know, you have to give, especially with all the change and things that are going on out there now, it's important to, you know, let yourself have new ideas and expand and explore different concepts and ideas, because, you know, we don't ever really have it all figured out. Mm-hmm. And as things continue to change and shift and are kind of wobbly at times, You know, you may find you need more room for growth or more ability to change and not live by, you know, well, we all have, you know, belief systems and ideas and concepts that we adhere to, and those change after a time. And sometimes those, whatever belief systems we have, are maybe just to help us get through a certain time period. And, you know, as we change and develop and grow, those things may, we have to be able to, you know, say, hey, I know I strongly believed in that stuff 10 years ago, but, you know, I've changed, you know, just like, you know, I've been studying astrology for over 20 years, but my ideas and concepts of how it works and why it works, those have changed. I mean, I still, you know, I still speak astrology. I still have found it to be a very valid and useful tool, but it, you know, my ideas and concepts about what it is and how to use it have greatly changed over the last 20 years. So I think it's important to, you know, with all the shifting going on, to give ourselves room to grow and to allow ourselves to expand and to test different theories and whatnot.
Yeah, and I agree with you. You said test different theories, test different belief systems. I think that's super important for people to go out there and look and, you know, see what they resonate with. My only concern is with those kind of things is to always ask questions and to always challenge, because to be honest with you, I don't know what the whole truth is. Nothing but the truth, the whole truth. You know what I'm saying? Universal truth. And there's a lot of people out there who throw it at you at different ways and different levels. Some through, you know, Christianity, some through a form of, you know, mantras, different types of Vedic. There's all kinds. There's people who follow gurus. I'm not one necessary to follow gurus. And I don't really want to be a guru to anybody. I want people to be able to say, hey, you know what? Let me think about this in my way and what it means to me. What's that mean? How's that feel for me? Does that feel right? I think it's easy to hang on to someone's words and say, hey, well, yeah, I resonate with that. But then there comes a point where it doesn't resonate. Then what? How do you interpret and how do you move through? I think everybody is their own guru. Everybody's their own, you know, visionary, their own master about how they move through the world. And, you know, we throw things in our paths sometimes because it's easier to go through something when something's happening versus going through something when nothing's happening. Like, you don't have anything to, you know, look at. Oh, wow, I jumped over that cliff, you know. I moved through this. You know, but when you're just kind of cruising down the road and nothing's happening, for some people that's kind of a scary place too, because you just don't know when you're going to hit the wall. So, I encourage people, if you know, when you go into different belief systems, to, you know, go in it with an open mind, an open heart, and understand that there's going to be parts of it and aspects of it that you're not going to resonate with, and that should be okay. You should never go into something where someone damns you or punishes you because you don't believe that. And I see it all the time. I see it all the time. I work with people all the time where they're lost, they're confused and frustrated about how they were treated in an organization. I had someone just recently where they went to this special seminar where they were learning, you know, life skills and how to talk and how to associate with the world and change the world. And she was excited, but one day she called me, she goes, they were picking on me in the group, you know. They were picking on me, and they were kind of making me feel, you know, kind of stupid because I wasn't interacting. And I said, why weren't you interacting? She goes, well, I wasn't interacting in the sense of because I didn't want to. I was interacting because I was listening, and I wanted to hear what other people had to say. And for them, it was like, well, if you don't interact, then something's not right with you, you know. So it was kind of one of those weird, you know, motivational type, you know, seminar groups. And then it got better, and, you know, she talked to me again. She called me. She's like, hey, this is what happened this time. I said, how do you feel? She goes, I feel pretty good. But at the end of the seminar, they were like, you know, it's kind of like a rah-rah, hey, who's coming back next one? You know, it's $1,000, let's do this. And so everybody raised their hand, but for five people. And then when they looked at her, and they're like, they were all in shock. Why aren't you going to come? Why aren't you going to be participating? And, you know, they were, it was almost like judgment, very judgmental. She felt very judged, and, you know, she talked to me, and I said, you know what, you know, I mean, how do you feel about that? She goes, well, I didn't feel very good because they made me believe that, you know, I was doing the right things. And those are the kind of things that are very dangerous, you know. I was really thinking about that. I was like, if you're a motivational group and someone doesn't want to continue with your package and buy you the next level or whatever you want it to be, whatever you're selling, you shouldn't punish people and make them feel guilty for not doing that. You should encourage them to do better and open, leave the door open for them to come back another time. And, you know, she was really hurt by that. And I said, well, you have to understand they were selling their product and their stuff. Stuff that you kind of already know, and there's some few things that you learned along the way. But these are the type of things we have to be careful with and be able to know how to move through. And that's the problem. And I don't like groups like that. I don't like organizations like that bit. They bait you, and then they switch, and, you know, they keep baiting you and baiting you, and they don't give you all the information. I understand it's a business, but you don't hurl on people and say, well, I can't believe you're not going to come. You know, you were doing, you know, that's the stuff that bothers me.
Right. Yeah, because, I mean, that's, you know, I have people that have come, a lot of people that come to my classes, and sometimes they just come once or twice or when they can and whatnot. Like, you can't be, some people just have one certain message they were supposed to hear or one thing they were supposed to get. And, you know, I've had, you know, other meetup groups and stuff that I've gone to, and, you know, a lot of them I liked, and I went a few times and everything. But, you know, then sometimes I would stop going, and it's not that their message wasn't any good or valid anymore, but it's like I got that... I got the couple little pieces that I needed from that group or from that particular lecture or whatnot. And then that was, right. You know, it's kind of like, you know, our belief system or whatever is kind of like doing a big puzzle. And it's like, you know, people, you know, sometimes stop by and give you one piece of the puzzle, and that helps you fill out the puzzle. And sometimes they give you, you know, some people give you a big piece. Some people give you a little piece. Some people stay for a while and help you work on the puzzle for a while. And so yeah. It's just, yeah, it's like, I mean, I would love it if everybody came to every one of my classes and whatnot. But that's, you know, that's not, it's not realistic that... You know, people have lives and people have other things to do. And so, you know, I just try to be appreciative that, you know, hey, cause like I know everybody can't listen to every radio show I'm on. That's crazy. you know, I mean, that's, you know, you appreciate when people do show up or when they do have a chance to listen. And maybe someday, you know, maybe some shows there wasn't that much of a lesson that, you know, maybe it was something that they'd already figured out or whatnot. But then sometimes that person tunes in and maybe it's the only time they listen to your show that they get
exactly.
You know, little puzzle mm-hmm. pieces that they needed. And you can't, yeah, I don't like bullying and pressuring people into, and in fact, that's kind of, you know, that's how I started teaching my monthly astrology class. I started trying to do a step-by-step thing where I would go step-by-step all through each sign and each, you know, methodologies and stuff like that. And I was like, you know, this just doesn't work. It's like, you know, people have, you know, other things, family commitments and whatnot, and it's like, that's when I decided to kind of like making everything like a one-off class, because I don't want somebody misses one class, I don't want them to be totally lost or not be able to pick back up on. So I kind of decided then it was better off to just like, you know what, we'll just make it a one-off, so at least they get that one lesson and, you know, grasp a couple concepts and stuff. And then if they can come again sometime in the future, that's great to get another, you know, couple pieces of the puzzle. And that has seemed to work quite a bit better than.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way I think it should work. I mean, I think that's why you and I get along, probably, you know, because we have similar ideas on certain things. Not on everything, but, you know, on certain things like that. I don't like to bully people into going to the next thing, you know. You get what you get. You get what you get, and you want to move on, and you're invited to that space. And I don't think people get invited enough to things.
Right. Right.
Yeah. It's easy to force and push and say, hey, we're going to do this, you know. Even with the stuff we do as a group, as a little group we are, not everybody goes to everything that we do. You know, sometimes
right.
I feel like going, and sometimes I don't. I mean, we get sad because we want our friends to be there. But there's times where you just need to be by yourself, and there's times where you just want to, you know, hang out and just be in your own little box for a little bit and ponder and swish around in your head the things that you're thinking about. And sometimes those things you don't want to share with everybody. You don't want to share every moment, you know. You want to share it with yourself and savor it and enjoy it and say, wow, this is where I'm at right now. I'm at peace in my garden. I'm at peace on my computer. I'm at peace sitting here on the couch or laying in bed. And a lot of us need that. And, you know, association's good. I mean, I love association, but I'm also big about your own downtime, your own alone time, and being able to function through that. And being able to step into your own world and view your world how you see it and how other people see you. It gives you time to reflect and think about, you know, how does the world see me? How do they embrace me? How do they look at me? Do they think I participate? Do they think I'm too flamboyant? You know, sometimes you have to ask yourself those questions. The tough questions you have to ask yourself, because good friends will always tell you you're not seeing us enough, or blah, 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 or you're not over here, or we see too much of you. You know, it's always good, to, at least with your friends, you always know. Family just ignores the hell out of you.
Right. Right. Right, right, too. I mean, and it changes, like, you know, like with our little group, sometimes there's, you know, there'll be the five of us, sometimes there's just three of us, sometimes it's just two of us, you know, it's different variation that, you know, that kind of changes the dynamic and the energy, and,
mm-hmm.
and so yeah, I mean, it's just not possible for everyone to get together at every time, but, I mean, it's cool when we do all get together, but it's, you know, it's a different dynamic when it's a smaller group, and, you know, different people get to interact more than they normally would.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
But you can always tell the little kid side of somebody when they don't want to do something. You can always see it. How they were when they were little.
Right. Right. Just kind
of,
eh.
You're laughing.
Yeah. But it's, yeah, I mean, I don't, forcing and pressuring people into, I'm not down with that as far as, you know, like as far as teaching stuff and classes and things like that. It's like if people want to come or need to come, then they'll be there. You can't get too hung up really on numbers or, you know, turnout and stuff like that, because, you know, maybe if it's a smaller turnout than you think, then maybe those people needed more, that did show up, needed more individuated attention or instruction or something, or they needed to talk about something. So you never really know. And that goes back into, you know, prejudging, you know, judging things beforehand. And it's like, you know, when you judge that things have to turn out a certain way to be successful, then you're kind of missing some of the point of, you know, there may have been a totally different outcome that was needed than what you were aware of. And sometimes you can miss out on that when you're just looking at the numbers or certain things.
Now, do you feel that you work better in bigger groups or smaller groups, in smaller individualized tech groups?
Oh. Maybe smaller type groups, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of depends what it is, because I work in both at different times. But yeah, I guess I seem to work better in like a small, close knit group a lot of times than. Although I'm pretty flexible usually.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny that we're asking this question, because when you think about military concepts, they always send in little groups, teams, to explore or to, extract or to get into the areas. So they're in little groups of five, or six, maybe 10 max. But there was always little groups, four, five, or six, right in that little number, They'll send in a SEAL team or whatever, And so I kind of think of us like that sometimes when we do our little work. We're actually changing the world with our drumming, our hiking, and all the little things we do together. I feel like we're doing some magic, and I literally love that.
Yeah, it is. You never know who you're going to run into or who you're going to touch or who you're going to receive a message to. And so you just never know. It's important to keep a little bit of that childlike wonderment and curiosity, seeing that there may be things that you're not totally seeing up front, or being open to receiving messages and things that maybe aren't the messages you were expecting to get.
Right, absolutely. And like the shows we do here, I really enjoy doing the shows with you, with David, Adriana, and Mary, and Ananda, and with Todd from time to time, and Gary. I think he has a show coming up. Hopefully he can get it together this month. I know he had some things going on. But, we all bring something to the table. We all bring different aspects of ourselves to the game, which is beautiful in itself. And I think that's what makes With Insights and different shows like this, powerful. People get the time to listen and to learn and to understand. And I think we're ready to move into the next phase of whatever we're doing, whatever we're learning. And I'm excited about that, totally excited about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so we're working on different combinations and different ideas and stuff. So it will be entertaining, I promise that.
Yeah, always. So any closing thoughts?
What I would say with all this Virgo energy and stuff, probably the thing that I see happen a lot is like people don't give themselves, things can get so crazy and so hectic. Make sure you take a minute to just like chillax every once in a while and to, not get so caught up in the hubbub, in the rat race. Because it's easy to get worn down, and people get sick a lot, it seems like, when there's a lot of Virgo energy out there. Even though Virgo rules health, but people seem to spin out of control a little bit sometimes because that Virgo energy is so, go, go, go. So be sure and give yourself some time to recoup and chill out a little bit when you need it.
Cool. Well, what shows we have lined up for this week?
I am not sure. I do not have a guest lined up yet for Friday, so I'm not sure what I'm doing yet.
Okay. But you do have a show, right?
I am not sure yet.
Okay.
I'm not sure
yet.
May be taking a short little break to readjust some things.
Maybe we could put a rerun on there or something.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
That way your followers will follow you and listen to you. Go down the rabbit hole with you once more.
Yes.
And then we have Smutto at Midnight.
Yep.
Todd sharing his thoughts. And I believe Gary will have a show. I'll reach out to him again and see where he's at. But, yeah, so it's looking good. And Adriana will not have a show this month because she needs a break, too. We're all taking little breaks. Well, that's good. We'll all take little respites, and that's important. We need that from time to time. And I think she might do a show on Thursday with me. We'll see at 9 o'clock. So, you know, Spontaneous Spirit Talk Radio. So talk a little bit about spirit and how spirit is leading us.
Yeah. I mean, it is the busy time of year, really, at least for me, because I do, mm-hmm. I do lots of... Yeah, you got soccer starting up, and I do lots of sports side statistics for some like TV and radio and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So,
perfect.
So you get a big bump up in commitments and stuff this time of year. So,
mm-hmm. Totally understandable. Well, I want to thank everybody for tuning in with us today and taking a little time out of your busy afternoon and share some of your thoughts with us and our thoughts with you. And we look forward for you to listen to us next week as we continue our topics of randomness and whatever comes to our mind, like we do on this show, which is kind of fun. It's kind of fun to be like that sometimes, just go where we need to go. I like that. But yeah, so all right, man. I guess that's the wrap for today.
Okay. Well, have a good one, and we'll run into you soon.
All right. Peace and love, and ho'oponopono. We'll talk to everybody next week.
Okay. Ciao.
Ciao.